Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. How are you doing down there?
Oh, doing fine. Batting it down the hatches, getting ready for a weekend.
Yeah, I understand that there is going to be some trouble, or possibly trouble all over the United States. And it seems, well, of course, we know this whole thing's been orchestrated from the very beginning, starting with COVID-19, and now with this riot stuff. And wouldn't surprise me if we see more killings by police officers of blacks just to stir this stuff up. A ton of these police people are involved in all of this. It's getting more and more obvious as we go through this. And the Masonic connection to the police is probably not too well known, but it's definitely there. And this is a Masonic New World Order operation, and the UN is behind almost all of it. And maybe we can get into some of that again tonight, because I don't think a lot of people understand how the UN is connected to a lot of this, but it is. Where do you want to start, Larry? Maybe we could start with Barry Rothman and that new ARC code that he has. Do you have that in front of you by any chance?
Yeah, I've got, you know, we went over, I believe the last show, or I think we did,
yep.
Rothman's, the one on Antifa.
Yes.
Where the Torah literally calls Antifa an army, and we already know it's international. It's not just local.
Right.
But Barry Rothman, because of this de Blasio, and matter of fact, they're trying to, New York's trying to move away the guard people from, you know, the frontline law enforcement, which means they won't have any backup. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's the way it is. But anyway, Rothman did June the 5th, today, a new Torah code still under construction, but he titled it, he says, Will Mayor de Blasio resign and General Milley rule? And it's a question, and
mm-hmm.
there's eight in the matrix there, and I'll read them and then get your opinion. Number one, de Blasio. Number two, Milley. Number three, military. Number four, Ishmaelites. Number five, the plague. Number six, protest. Number seven, resigner. And eight is a phrase that says, the Lord will separate him for evil.
Well, that, you know, they've been calling when de Blasio gave a speech. I mean, this guy's a rank New Ager or something. I have no idea what he is, other than the fact he's insane, basically, seems to be anyway. So that would indicate that maybe he is departing and that martial law will come in to New York City. I know Washington is supposed to have a number of people invading, or maybe they're already there for Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Have you heard anything about what they are for crowds in New York City at all? They're not really covering a lot so much on Fox News. They're back into the regular news.
Yeah, they're trying to stay away from what's really going on. However, very interesting here. I'll read two headlines. The
mm-hmm.
Q Alert. And Mike Adams with National News has information, says Antifa terrorists to be bused to Sparta, Illinois, with orders to burn farms and kill livestock in the rural white areas. Now, you know, we can't vet that, but that's just from Mike Adams and Steve Quayle. And
mm-hmm.
then Dale put out a really interesting post earlier, you know, talking about you know, how that in D.C., the mayor and all of them's trying to literally make it defenseless for Trump there. And she's even ordered, you know, the everybody out, and even ordered Trump, if you will, to take down the big fence they put up, which I don't know whether he'll listen to her or not. But here's the headline. Dale warns, he said this weekend, said 1 million left, matter of fact, he calls them protesters, to converge on D.C. this weekend, said watch out. So we've got 1 million protesters coming, and it appears the left wants Washington, D.C., basically around the White House, defenseless.
So perhaps this is a White House attempted coup. I did see something on Hal Turner, but I can't get into it. But his latest, let me see if I can find his latest headline. Well, before we get into that, because I want to get back into this business of this revolt, and it's a revolution and it's a takedown. but a friend of mine, Peter, sent me this, that Wisconsin flag ripping in half, well, it ripped in half, it shredded even more than half, is no accident. Warnings to Wisconsin. Is this going to be the beginning of ripping America into two parts? That was on June 2nd. Now, on June 3rd, a day later, Obama gives another speech, which is all about change. And if you add up the numbers and everything, it really comes to a rebellion. When Obama talks about change, he's talking about going, because the old systems don't work, the old things don't work anymore. We have to bring in communism, and we have to bring in pure socialism. And on June 6th, which they now move to the 7th, which is very, very interesting. Obama's going to either do a replay, or maybe Michelle's going to be involved in it somehow. But on June 7th, you may remember, that's when Israel retook Jerusalem in the Six-Day War. So that's kind of an interesting time that Obama would give such a speech. So I would imagine he did that on purpose. And 6 plus 7, of course, is 13, the number of rebellion. What Obama is really talking about is human love, fake love, of the New World Order. And here's how it works, folks, if you want to know. Love is socialism. In other words, if you love someone, you would share easily. Give it away. Give. It's all about community. And if you love, you will, of course, give up your substance to the poor. And basically, it's enforced socialism, communism. But it's really not socialism or communism. It's dictatorial socialism and communism. And they're foistering this on the people of the United States. And unfortunately, it appears to me, I don't know about you, Larry, it appears to me they're all falling asleep and don't even realize what's being done to them here. What do you think? I get that impression anyway.
Yeah, you know, not to realize that there is a coup against a president that went into operation before he was even elected. And now we're 3.5 to going on 4 years in his presidency. The coup has not stopped. It just keeps coloring in different facets. And the newest one, they say, is going to be Pelosi's 25th Amendment movement to remove Trump from office. This is a coup. And for the American people to be so silent, and Stuart, this is what is interesting to me. You've got, hundreds and thousands of, you know, maybe 1 million across the whole country that is paid to cause their, you know, they call it a protest. They're activists is what they are. They're just like their leader, Obama. And his mindset and their mindset is we're going to change the situation. They have no solution, but they're going to bring this old system down. That's the deal. And for them, for millions and millions and millions of American people to keep their mouth shut, you know, I don't see anybody marching. You know, here I see hundreds of thousands marching and some tearing up stuff all over the country. Well, what are we into this, 10 or 11 days now? And they got what they want already, but it can't stop. And it's sad the guy lost his life. But what about the police officer at St. Louis, the one that had a shop, and they went in and they shot him dead, you know, in his shop? Have you seen any marchers for him? Have you seen any media for him? No. No. It's a joke. And so this is what's interesting, Stuart. For millions of Americans to watch a coup go on for years,
yes,
literally years, and it has even been presented now to the American public pretty much bypassing mainstream media that it was all a lie to start with. And guess what? They still don't have a voice. They can't stand up. Stuart,
yeah.
I would have to say they're mesmerized, and that's another word for hypnotized. And through this mesmerization, Stuart, I believe Barry Rothman's stupidity virus hit him where it hurts.
I hate to use that, but hey, it's in Torah codes, stupidity virus. There's something gone wrong with the brain. Actually, it's not just to the Americans either. There has been some sort of a disconnect or a willful denial, which is what I call it. I think it is willful. It's a willful denial if you claim you're a Christian and you stand on every word of the Lord and yet deny everything virtually he said. It's kind of a willful ignorance and a willful denial. So it's kind of interesting that the American people so far anyway have decided to remain basically on the sidelines and watch. I don't think they're going to be able to much longer. If they start spreading out and going into the little towns, and actually we had a protest march in Menominee, Wisconsin here. I guess nothing happened. I mean, it was peaceful. But it may not remain peaceful because if this is truly what we think it might be, and there's no way to know exactly what's coming, we've got some prophecies I want to get into a little bit. And I know the call of the Lord has been right along, repent, because you've got very little time left. And I wrote a blog about what being ready means, and is tied really directly into repentance in one form or another. Anyway, this thing of this flag ripping in half in Wisconsin, this reminds me of the American flag dropping during the national anthem at 2012 London Olympics. I don't know if people remember that or not, but the American flag came unhinged and fell to the ground. That was 8 years ago. Now, number eight means a new beginning. It's a new birth. And I believe that's a sign not only of the downfall of America, 8 years since that thing fluttered to the ground, and now we have, just the other day, June 2nd, the largest flag in America, they claim, owned by an insurance company, got ripped in half by a thunderstorm on the 2nd. These are warnings. We've had other warnings, very serious warnings, but because of apostasy, no one pays any attention to it, and they don't seem to care one way or the other. And if you start bringing this stuff up, you're stretching everything.
It's a long ways down the road yet. We've got years and years and years yet. And that's the standard refrain. And hopefully they're right. I'm not going to argue. They might be right. I'm just saying it doesn't look like we got years and years and years. It looks like things are coming unglued right now. And anyway, then we had the eclipse, if you remember, on August 21st of 2017. Isn't it interesting? 3 years later, and three is the number of resurrection, and that would be for the New World Order. The New World Order is forming right now, right under our eyes, right under our nose, and people are not recognizing what this is. Then we have Pet Goat 2, that is sort of a cartoon, but it's just filled with Illuminati information. And in Pet Goat 2, in the schoolroom, that it starts with, you have Obama. First you have Bush, he morphs into Obama, and they're mocking everything. And then it goes to the outside, and Obama's looking through a window, and the American flag is ripped into two by a strong wind. Why would we have such a thing happen on June 2nd? The largest flag actually in the United States ever made, and the dimensions add up to 777. That's not an accident either. So we have the two flags, one in London falling to the ground. Then we have another one here getting ripped in half. And then, of course, you have the thing on Pet Goat 2 where Obama's looking through the window and the flag is ripped into two. I mean, I wish people would wake up to who Obama really is and what he's saying. Because what he's saying is the old order does not work. And we have to have a new order of things. Because the old ways don't work anymore. Capitalism doesn't work anymore. A republic doesn't work anymore. We have to have a dictatorship. He even said so. It's right on right in the video. There's a video of him saying that the American people are just not smart enough to govern themselves. They need to have a dictator, basically, is what he said. Well, when he's talking about change, he's talking about a UN takeover and a dictatorship being imposed upon the American people because they're simply too stupid to run their own lives. They're just dumb enough. They can't do it. Yeah. I don't know. That sounds ominous to me. But anyway, here's a prophecy, and I want to run because Wisconsin appears to be in the middle of this. And I'm not sure exactly, anybody listening, if you can come up with what this is talking about, please email me at enigma@trueinsight.com or email Larry. This is a fascinating prophecy. The last few days and months have been tied many of us in way, or tried many of us in ways we could probably never have imagined. It's as if all the stops have been pulled out. And whatever restraining force is left in the world is being tested to the point of breaking. Now, this reminds me of the restrainer in Thessalonians. And when he is taken out of the way, then is the Antichrist revealed. So, I mean, I think we're watching this very thing. The restrainer is being removed. And he said, when I saw this photo from June 2nd, 2020, my heart just stopped. To see the flag so graphically ripped in two is just heart-stopping, leaving even the most hardened skeptic to ponder its possible meanings. Now, this is interesting. From 6-2-2020 to July 4th, our Independence Day, is 33 days. inclusive. I don't think that's an accident, folks. 33 to the occult is a huge, huge number. Anyway, from the time of the eclipse on 8/21/2017 to July 4th is 1,019 days, which is, of course, a 9/11 code. I don't think that's an accident either. This flag, the world's largest free-flying flag, measured 70 inches by 140 inches, weighed 340 pounds. Well, you got a 7. 14 is 2 sevens and 340. So you got a 7777. It was split in half during a severe thunderstorm in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, June 2nd. The flag is changed out about every 140 days, and this particular flag had been in place for 120 days when the incident occurred. Do you remember 120-year warning for Noah? A number which is significant, as many of you will remember, in relation to the flood of Genesis. It is also owned by the Acuity Insurance Company, a word which means sharpness or keenness of thought, vision, or hearing. So anyway, in my opinion, this does not bode well for the nation, and by extension, of course, the world. As these protests are growing internationally, it will almost certainly be used against Israel. It is interesting that the name Sheboygan means, among other things, a noise underground. From the Wisconsin Historical Society, Sheboygan County takes its name from a river emptying into Lake Michigan. Two meanings have been assigned to the word: a noise underground, a river disappearing underground. Both of those would be associated with a major earthquake, I think. Larry, what do you think on that one before we go further with it?
Yeah, that's really compelling what they're saying. And of course, this is about a part of the country where they don't even have seismic charts they say there's no earthquakes.
Yes. Yep. And a noise underground reminds me of the noises they've been hearing all over the world, which are basically the rocks crying out. And there's a lot of UFO reports, and many of those are plasma balls that arise from electrical discharges from the plates rubbing against each other. And they create not only a huge noise, they create plasma, which rises up and floats around in the sky. Anyway, he says it doesn't look good. It is also 44 days from the tearing of the flag on June 2nd to July 4th. Isn't that interesting? Number 44. What does number 44 mean? Well, of course, one of the big meanings is Barack Obama, 44th president of the United States. 411. 4 times 11 is 44. So it's a 411. Remember the sign in the heavens with the two comets forming a cross over the head of Satan, the star Elgol? One was on 4/11/1996, the other on 1997. Hayakataki and Hale Bopp forming that perfect cross in the heavens, right over the head of Satan. And obviously that was a big, big meaning to the Christians. Many of us have warned against Trump's peace plan that will effectively divide Israel. With a start date of July 1st, 2020, which is Tammuz 9 on the Hebrew calendar, I could not think of a worse date on which to start. For those of you who may not know, Tammuz 9, or Tammuz, I guess they pronounce it, is one of the most ominous days in Jewish history, as it dates the walls of Jerusalem were breached by Nebuchadnezzar's army back in 586 BCE. In February
2008, I had a graphic dream, excuse me, which had to do with the word Wisconsin. In this dream, I received a phone call from a Wisconsin number instructing me to look out my window. I was also greeted with the cryptic word doomsday. I did as requested and looked out the window, where I saw a mushroom-like cloud forming over the south part of the island of Oahu, which would include Pearl Harbor. I knew this dream was significant and wrote about it extensively, says in other posts. Several years later, I received another dream, which included the word Wisconsin. In this dream, I was in the second story of a house. I was going about my business when suddenly people were trying to break into my house by climbing up on ladders, and I could see them through the windows. Then suddenly they were blown down as if they were made of straw. I looked down and saw a newspaper. The word Wisconsin was prominently displayed in the headline. I asked, what does this mean? And I was told I had already been given three words. Well, the three words are really Wisconsin, Wisconsin, doomsday, and some sort of a Pearl Harbor type event that will take place somewhere, he says, in the near future, and it will include the word Wisconsin. I'm concerned for the days ahead. Our country is in great peril and most likely under judgment, which of course it is. This is all part of God's judgment, and for many national sins. So anyway, what do you make of that, Larry?
Well, I don't know, and I hope somebody else might let us know what it means, but what crossed my mind, Stuart, and I can't remember exactly, but isn't there a submarine or a ship, naval ship, that's the USS Wisconsin?
Yes, it's called the USS Wisconsin, and it's an Ior-class battleship, and I looked it up, the second ship of the United States Navy to be named in honor of U.S. State of Wisconsin. She was built at the Philadelphia Naval Shipyard in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Field of Love, and, you know, the Philadelphia, that's what it is, brotherly love, launched on 7 December, isn't that interesting, 1943, second anniversary of the Pearl Harbor raid. And so I wonder, is this ship going to get sunk? Does this start a war? I don't know where it is right now. I'd have to look that up. I didn't get a chance to look it up, but maybe folks would like to look it up and find out, if they can find out where Wisconsin, the battleship Wisconsin, is. Maybe that's going to get sunk, or maybe that starts a war. The other operation that appeared to me was maybe this is going to be the beginning of the ripping of the United States into two parts, and directly connected to Khrushchev's that peace agreement that he wanted hammered out. And I believe that calls for a Palestinian state, doesn't it, Larry?
Well, I don't know. There's been, since Trump has fallen on so many troubles, this peace plan has kind of been dragging its feet, if you will. That's Kushner, Jared Kushner, who you're talking about.
Yep.
And the last I heard, Netanyahu and the government there was wanting to do the annexation or whatever that's tied in with the peace plan. But they're not sure how this is going to work because they're too concerned about Trump surviving his coup.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Stuart?
Yep, can now.
Well,
hello?
Somebody didn't want me. Can you hear me?
Yep. Yes.
Well, I guess they're getting tired of me talking. I don't know.
Oh, well, I think, yeah, the censorship is just going to keep increasing. Well, here's another one. Time of the haters. My children, a time of extreme persecution is coming in. And you will be hated for my name's sake. People who love the world will call you haters. but it is they who spew hate. They hate me, and they hate all that resembles me. This is the Lord Jesus Christ, of course. The time of the haters is coming soon. You must have strong faith to not catapult to the enemy's side during that time. Do not be discouraged when persecution comes, but rejoice, for your heavenly reward is increased by their hate. I desire you would know what you believe. I desire you would know what you believe, that you would truly be mine and be ready to be called home to me at any time. A lot of people don't really understand or believe or know why they believe anything because they really haven't studied at all. Okay, here's something that's kind of interesting. Wild lightning storm hits the Washington Monument. Now, this is kind of interesting in view of some of the other. Now, remember when the World Trade Center was hit with lightning? And the Vatican was hit by lightning. And the Vatican was hit by lightning when Benedict resigned. And remember that lightning represents the fall of Satan. So, now, I guess lightning hits the Washington Monument quite frequently because it's so tall and stands up so high, so lightning just naturally hits it. Kind of interesting that it did hit it, though, on July 2nd that we were talking about. So, not only does lightning hit the Washington Monument, but it's the same day that the flag in Wisconsin was torn to shreds. If you see, look at a picture of it, the flag's virtually annihilated. And so, anyway, I think this is all just a heads up, and people really need to be on guard. So, what else have you got, Larry?
Well, I was going to mention also, you know, you talked about how astonishing it is that the number of Torah codes that seem to pull General Milley into them at the same time as a martial law event.
Yes. I think I've got a couple of those. Maybe we could jump into that. Let's see. And there's a lot of hate cop routines going on, folks. It's just all over the place. And let me scroll down and see if I can find it. You know, you collect so much stuff. Well, here it is. Okay. This is one of the first ones. America has fallen. These are the words now that he's found in the Torah codes. America has fallen. That's an ominous, ominous statement coming from the Lord through the Torah codes. Wall. The skies, aliens, the fallen. Now, let's just stop right there, Larry. The skies, UFOs are being reported practically everywhere now. What do you make of that?
Well, not only that, Stuart, if you followed a little bit of the creatures that are being seen, we're seeing the most bizarre creatures and even bigger Bigfoot now being reported than ever before all over the country.
Yeah, Wolfman, Pigman, Coyote Man, weird, weird upright entities, very muscular, very large. In fact, in Wisconsin, we're loaded with those kind of reports and UFOs. In fact, right next to where I am, we have Elmwood, Wisconsin, known as the UFO, they brag about it, UFO capital of the world. They had an incident here with a UFO and police officer that is really not a good one. And nobody really knows what it is or what it was, but I know some of the people that were involved in it, and it's just fascinating. But anyway, skies, aliens, the fallen, which would be Nephilim, I suppose, or, you know, fallen angels, Milley, and UFO. So if you put aliens, skies and aliens, and UFOs together, it almost sounds like this is an arrival of the fallen ones. And that it, then underneath that is national emergency and then impeachment. So does this kind of connect a possible arrival or at least total chaos that's going to be coupled in with the impeachment of Trump?
Well, it's really interesting, and something else, you know, you mentioned, you know, sightings and all. I got a book, an interesting book. I hadn't read it yet, but I've looked at some of the pictures. Its title is NASA Intersect, and it's by a former NASA astronomer that broke his silence about UFOs. His name is Marion Rudnick, and really, really interesting. And then what happened to him was he was busy helping people airbrush things on the moon and Mars, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And, of course, they were telling him when he said, boy, that looks like something different than what, you know, it doesn't look to be part of the terrain. And they said, well, no, that's just, it scratches in the image, this, that, and the other. And he said one day, though, he had really thought about that, and he said one day there was a storm out there, lightning storm, lots of lightning, and he said, I stopped being stupid when I stood there and watched four saucer craft come out of the clouds, and one of them had some damage to it. Looked like the bottom of it had got hit maybe by lightning. And he said, you know, they were coming down and moving in like they were going to land over from me. He said, there was four. I saw them. He said, I quit being stupid at that point. And then he began to try to tell people about it and disclose it. And he does in his book, Intersect. He exposes it, but they almost killed him before he could actually do that.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of people that I remember one very, very well. Dr. Stephen Greer has been running that disclosure project for a long time. And there's one fellow that was called in, evidently was a photographic expert and knew how to fix photographic equipment, which had broken down at a military base, and so he was called there. And when he got there, he said, I couldn't believe that people from almost every nation were there. And he was called up to this photographic lab and was shown what had to be done, or he looked at it and figured out how to fix it. And while he's working on it, this airman comes over, I guess, and says, hey, you want to see some pictures? And showed him pictures of large buildings on the dark side of the moon. And they've been there for a long time, folks. They're just hiding everything, and it's not tinfoil hat conspiracy. The same thing is true on Mars. I even got pictures of some UFOs sitting on a ramp on Mars. It's as clear as a bell. And of course, they don't want that information out. Somebody forgot to airbrush that stuff out. And
Stuart,
yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was going to mention, and I sent you copies of it. You remember when Tom Horn sent me those secret photos from NASA? And
yes.
One of them was a triangular craft, like a TR-3B, and a man behind it, and they're drilling behind this on Mars. And he also had images of sites on Mars where there was bases
yes.
in the canyons. And I sent you copies of that. Remember right after that, he had a mysterious fire at his house that like to kill him, and it took
yep.
everything he had, burned it out.
Yep, yep. And actually, it's odd that Tithonia, which I dubbed it Tithonia City, is way deep in the caverns or whatever you want to call them. They're huge, huge rifts on Mars, probably from a resulting passing of another large planetary object. And when that happens, you have these huge plasma lightning bolts that go from planet to planet. And these things are not like a standard lightning bolt that you see in a split second and it's gone. This thing lasts for
minutes, hours, and causes huge gouges in the surface of the planet where it hits. And there have been some scientists that have experimented with this, and one guy actually recreated the big rift there on Mars, and Val's Marianas, I think is what they call it. I forgot now, it's been so long. But we produced a video. It's up on our Angel Fall 923. It's called Project Red Star. Go look at it. I mean, I don't see how anybody can refute it if they know what they're looking at. And we have all kinds of confirmation from people like this guy. I can't remember his name, but he said they have bases, large, large structures on the backside of the moon. In fact, when China went back there, they recorded some obvious artificial structures on the moon. Now, who these people are, I don't know. Now, one of these guys, who was the father of remote viewing?
Ingo Swan.
He claimed he was there and chased out of there, if I remember right. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. He was actually, he thought he was under, I can't remember, there's an underground base near Washington that's an underground base. I can't remember the name of it, but anyway, it's a mount something near New York, I believe. And anyway, he was taken there, and they asked him to remote view, in other words, go there, you know, psychically, if you will, view this certain, they gave him grids on the moon, and when he went there, he found beings and everything else. But I'll tell you what, I can't remember the guy's name. I posted it in my blogs before years ago, but there was a NASA guy, and he wrote a very incredible book called Ice. That's all he called it, Ice. And that book was basically about some moon trips that they went to the moon, and they found somebody else had already been there, and guess what? They were giants.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's something else people don't believe. You know, that the story of Genesis is actually true. Story of the flood is actually true. And this rejection of the Bible as a book of mythology is just, it's willful ignorance is what it is. They don't want to read it. They don't want to know what the Bible says. They don't really want to know what the mission of Jesus Christ was. And why he came down here to bail us out, et cetera, et cetera. They don't want to know. Anyway, getting back to this thing, which is extremely interesting that Barry found, this is some time ago. It says national emergency, impeachment, war, army, and Kelly. Now, Kelly is likewise a general, right?
Yeah, that's the one that's come out the last few days fighting Trump. He was chief of staff, remember, under Trump, and Trump
that's
fired him.
That's right. Yep. So they're all deep state folks, these generals that are coming out against Trump. This is all part of the plan, divide and conquer. Divide, you know, remember rules for radicals. They needed a pivot man. And Trump is obviously that pivot man where he divides. People either love him or they hate him. And so it divides the country and splinters it, divide and conquer. Standard old communist trick. And you are watching a communist coup. That's all it is. Very simple. Here's another one with him. Martial law, General Milley, Trump. And then this one has Kim in it, which brings in the possibility of a North Korean strike, I believe, of us. What's your take on that one, Larry?
I've got a mixed feelings now about that. Something's going on that we're not aware of in North Korea. And recently, South Korea was threatened by guess who? Kim's sister. Now, we would have never seen that if Kim was in total power. So we don't know what's happened to Kim. We don't know why he disappeared for a while, and then when he actually became public again, it looked like he was under guard or he was being watched. And whether we don't know what's going on inside North Korea, but They've never give up their weapons, and they've just, my understanding, there's a blackout on the news, but they apparently have pretty much launched their new nuclear-capable submarine, and they're going to send it down to South Korean waters.
That sounds almost like they're getting ready for a possible attack, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and what's odd is we don't really know who's running this.
Yeah. Deep state, obviously. Global deep state. Satan and his minions. Folks, you got to understand, Satan is real. He is the boss, the overlord, if one wants to call it, of the Matrix. And underneath him, he has his minions. He has his controllers. They control the media. They control the militaries of the world. They control everything. And people say, well, that's just ridiculous. Well, read Psalm 2. If you want to call God a liar, go ahead and call him a liar. But he says in Psalm 2 that there is a global conspiracy. And that global conspiracy has a goal of absolute lockdown of humanity under a dictatorial Mark of the Beast social credit system, which we're watching form now, and also, of course, take down the concept of Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Ghost. The ultimate goal of Psalm 2 is to remove the concept of the Bible from off planet Earth. And that is why you're seeing now more and more where people are ridiculing the Bible. It's just an old wives' tale. It's just a book. It has no meaning whatever. It's just mythology. There's nothing in there worthwhile. Kind of like, just move on. Don't bother to read it. And, of course, unfortunately, you also have in the churches today the same attitude. Don't you go read the scriptures. You let us tell you what it says. Doesn't matter if you're a Baptist, Lutheran, Methodist, or whatever. It's dangerous for people to individually read the Bible. They need to have it filtered through these unregenerate, apostate, false angels of light. They will tell you what it means. Jesus Christ told you to study the Word for yourself, and if you wouldn't do it, you're going to go where these fake preachers, teachers, and evangelists are going to go. Peter tells you where they're going to go. He says, their damnation slumbers not. Their damnation slumbers not. If you follow them, your damnation slumbers not either. People better start waking up. And I think when this thing really starts to unravel, hopefully people will begin to question what they've been taught. And I've spent almost 30 years in this ministry telling people not to believe anything I tell them. Go check it out for yourself. You are not supposed to be led by others. They can guide you to where to look, but you're the one who has to do the looking. You're the one who has to do the reading. You're the one who has to do the studying. You're the one who has to do the word studies to find out what was really said, not what people are telling you it says. Read what it says. Jesus said, come to me as a little child. When he said that, he meant it. Drop your biases. Drop whatever it is that's getting in your way. Come to me as a little child. You know, when a child, when a dad or a mom says to a little kid, don't do this, don't do that. 9 times out of 10, unless they're rebellious little brats, they'll do what mommy and daddy tell them. Why? Because they accept it without question. That's the way Jesus wants you to be. Come to me. Come to me as a little child. Remember when Nicodemus... And the Lord really unbraided him and says, you know, you're this really special teacher in Israel. You're one of the leading teachers of Israel, and you don't even know the most basic things. Well, that's kind of a bad insult when you come right down to it. But that's what he was doing. He was saying, Nicodemus, you got to drop your biases and what you've been taught. You have to read what it says. Not what you want it to say, not what you wish it would say, but what does it say? And that's where I have spent almost my whole ministry, telling people, get into your Bible and read it for yourself. Get on your knees, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you through it. In fact, in John, it says you don't have any need for any man to teach you. Why? Because the Holy Ghost will do it. The Holy Spirit will guide you. You don't need me to tell you what it is. I don't want people to believe when I talk about this stuff. Look it up for yourself. Be a good Berean. Check it out. Jesus Christ is the only religious leader in the entire world of history that said, yes, believe, but verify. Trust, but verify. In other words, get in there, ask, seek, knock, strive, labor, continue in my doctrine. And if you will, you will find out the truth. So, he's the only religious leader that challenged humanity. Check it for yourself. Don't take my word for it, he said. Check it out for yourself, and I'll prove it. I'll prove to you that my doctrine did not come from me at all, but came from God the Father, from the creator of everything. And so there we are. And if people won't do it, who they got to blame? You know, I use this thing about a professor who has a very tough class in a university, and he's got 1,000 students. First day in class, he says, this is a really tough class. But if you will study my papers, and if you run into trouble, come and ask me, and I'll give you the answer. And if you will do that, you'll pass, even though it's tough. And at the end of the class, 99% of the people fail. Because they were out partying and carrying on, didn't pay any attention to what the instructor said. Well, whose fault is it? It's the 99% people's fault. It's not God's fault. It's not Jesus' fault that you don't do what he asked you to do. It's your fault. You can't place the blame on Jesus Christ because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. So to sit there and say, well, I don't have to do this, I don't have to do that, and that's a work, and this is this, and this is that, those are all just rationales, absolute rationales, so you don't have to pick up your own cross, so you don't have to walk the walk. So you're just going to get in there by saying, well, I believe something. Well, let me tell you something about belief and faith. You can believe Mother Matilda's God, and you can convince yourself of it. You could even set up some sort of a statue in your field or front yard and say, Mother Matilda came to me and she showed me that she probably have thousands of followers who all convince themselves that Mother Teresa or Mother whatever, Matilda, is the one. Well, you can believe anything. What about the Islamics? They believe. What about people in China with Confucius? They believe. What did Jesus say about it? Better find out what he said about it. Anyway, end of that rant. What else you got, Larry?
Well, I was going to say a very interesting detail popped up on Q Alerts, and it says nuclear detection helicopter flies missions over Washington, D.C. amid unrest. So they're more concerned, really, with what the threat may be than what they're putting on. It's sad. It's really sad that, you know, the left, basically, and the deep state cares less about American life, but they'd rather destroy Trump, no matter the consequences.
Well, you know, this is kind of interesting in view of what we read about Wisconsin and a nuclear blast. Do you suppose they think that possibly a nuclear device has been snuck into Washington
like a suitcase nuke. Remember the movie Peacemaker?
Yeah, and also Some of All Fears.
Yes, you're right. I wonder if that's what they're not concerned with. Well, I hope not. Let's pray not. But I really do believe that the communists have got to move, folks, and you have got to be prepared. And if you don't have a firearm, go out and try and get one now. You're going to have to protect yourself whether you want to or don't want to. It's kind of immaterial. I know a lot of people hate guns. Don't want anything to do with a gun in my house. Well, okay, then when they come in and kill you and kill your family, then I guess whatever, what do you say to them as they're being butchered? At least try and put up some sort of a fight. I don't know. What do you think, Larry?
Well, you know, I know you're familiar with Greg Gutfeld. He has the Five and then his own show at night on Fox. And
yes.
He announced today on the Five that he said the riots had come to his part of the community in New York. And he said, guess what? There wasn't no help. Nobody came to help. So today he said he went and bought a gun. He said, now I'm a gun owner because I don't want to be stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's come to that, folks. I don't think the Lord wants you involved in any of this uprising or taking up guns against whatever, but you have a right to defend your family and yourself. Remember, Peter cut the ear off that centurion, but he rebuked Peter for doing it, healed the guy's ear. But he did not take the sword away from Peter. He just told him to put it back in its sheath. So he did not disarm Peter. You have a right to defend yourself, and I don't care about this Romans 13 Homeland Security FEMA baloney, that you are to obey your government no matter what they do. No, absolutely not. That's not in there. But this is what FEMA's been going around and doing. And we got a lot of preachers that are traitors. Homeland Security comes in and says, well, we want you to go to the FEMA camp where the husbands have been divided from the wives and the wives from their children and go comfort them. And these pastors agreed.
Hey, Stuart.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I was on today with Augusto Perez on his End Time News Report. And he said, this thing you're hearing that the deep state is keep putting out, see something, say something. He said, that's right out of communist, when they took over Cuba. He said, it's all about snitches. And he said, snitches were embedded in all the communists, and they snitched on the good guys. And he said, it's happening in America, too.
Yes, it is. Yep. Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, Obama keeps talking about we got to change the way the police do business. I'm going to do some research on that. I remember reading, I can't remember if it's a RAND report or which it was a major authority that issued a new police force, a new style. And I think that's what Obama's talking about, which is why they're saying to disband our police forces as we know them. And Obama's speech is about that. It's about police, new policies in law enforcement. Folks, if you can't figure out how Obama has a lot to do with all this, I guess you got a lot of trouble. And I don't know where Trump sits in all this either. I believe in Psalm 2, but I don't know. Any last words, Larry? We're coming up on the end here.
Yeah, I listened all day today about how in Minneapolis they're planning on getting rid of the police forces there and trying to set up some type of other system, and I think that's exactly what you're coming about, and Obama's behind a lot of this.
Yep. We got to have change, remember. Republic doesn't work. Democracy doesn't work, but a dictatorial United Nations police force and the United Nations taking over America and the world, that will work. With a mark of the beast, complete with all of this good stuff that they want to give to you. Yeah, that'll work for sure. And it'll work for sure that you go to hell if you partake of it. And so you can't.
unless you desire to go to hell. I hear. Anyway, it is what it is. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Appreciate it. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Heads up, prepare particularly for this weekend. It does look like it could be really, really nasty. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care.